The song is Hijabi Girls, a bemoaning of the gender-masking head covering worn by pious Muslim women. And the song comes from the Muslim, American-Pakistani, stereotype-bending band Sunny Ali and the Kid. Band members Abdullah Saeed and Hassan Malik are in their 20s, American-born of Pakistani parents. That influences their music, but so does Johnny Cash, Rage Against the Machine, Country's Carl Perkins. You can hear their version of Honky Tonk Girl at hearnow.org. And they're also influenced by Taqwakor, a Muslim punk movement. Their new album is Pakistan, and from WHYY, we have Abdullah Saeed, who plays drums. Welcome.
How's it going?
Good. And Hassan Malik on vocals and guitar is there as well. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Hassan, how would you describe your sound? Because I threw out some Johnny Cash, some Rage Against the Machine. You could say Buddy Holly with that sort of spare sound you have. How would you describe it?
Like hard country, cross country, punk country.
MTV calls you Pakistani American cowboy. Phillygirl.com says you could be the bastard child of Aladdin and Flavor Flav.
She said that?
Yeah, that's a, I don't know. That's,
I'm going to have to talk to her. Yeah.
But do I understand that you do wear a cowboy hat at performances? Maybe both of you do?
We tend to rock some cowboy gear.
That's actually how it started. Just started wearing the hat around and thought it looked nice. It kind of brought the country rhythms out of us.
You also bring in Bollywood songs sung in Urdu. Here's Bung Ho. The sounds of Sunny Ali and the Kid. And I'm just wondering, either Hassan or Abdullah weigh in on this. What kind of immigrant experience or child of an immigrant experience was it? Was it, what are you doing playing that noisy music? What was it?
For me personally, I was a little bit discouraged from making music kind of my main thing. I actually grew up in Thailand, and I came to America when I was like 13. And yeah, punk and hip-hop are the two things that like attracted me the most when I came over here. There's a good feeling of rebellion about it because where I grew up, you know, it wasn't cool to be bad. But in the U.S., it's cool to be bad kind of when you're a kid especially.
What about your parents? Because we understand that it's a lot like other, again, children of immigrant experiences. They wanted a doctor and a lawyer.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, most of the kids in my community are becoming doctors and lawyers and stuff. I mean, my parents growing up, you know, they're the ones that bought me instruments, you know, they got us a drum set. So in that way, you know, they helped start it. And then later on, they're kind of like, oh, wait, you should probably have a backup because this isn't, you know, a good lifestyle or like, you know, there's nothing guaranteed, which is true. But so they kind of created this monster, you know, in their own way.
Well, what about the part of it that looks at their home country? We mentioned the song Hijabi Girls. Your Facebook page has a picture of a so-called hijabi girl, but just the hijab over her face. It ends at the waist, and underneath she's wearing a black leotard, high red heels. I'm thinking, what, you know, when parents see that. And also, Abdullah, you're a real big foodie and wrote about eating bacon.
Yeah, I wrote about eating all kinds of pork. I think for something to be interesting, it has to be provocative, right? Even if the thing behind it is actually, like, pretty benign.
Yeah, I also think there's a lot of Muslim kids out there that just refrain from eating bacon and call themselves Muslim and then, like, you know, go ahead and do other things, but, like, that's the one thing that they won't do. So in that way, you know, it's kind of just calling those kids out, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, why are you holier than thou just because you don't eat pork, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but some people obviously feel they are. I'm looking at, there were so many comments after an article that talked about you eating bacon. Somebody wrote, oh, was it more exciting for you because it was haram? Do I understand that means forbidden?
Haram, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, can you be a Muslim and eat pork?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you can be a Muslim and eat pork as much as you can be a Jew and eat pork or, you know, like a Hindu and eat beef. You know, one of the things in Islam is that there's no clergy in its purest form. And I think that that speaks to the fact that everyone should dictate their own relationship with their scripture.
Which brings us to your song, No Borders. Let's listen to a little of that. Hassan, who are you rooting for in this song?
I guess it's kind of geared towards Muslims who do come at us about these silly things like eating pork or like making a song with like offensive lyrics. You know, these are like all petty things compared to like, you know, what other Muslims are doing in the name of Allah and using their religion for right now.
It seems as if you are exhibiting something that maybe any young Muslim person might be going through, which is how do you rebel, you know, right, when you don't want to seem against your faith. That reminds us of the Muslim punk movement, Taqwakor, if I got that right?
Yeah, Taqwakor.
There was recently a movie about them. It showed a house of Muslim kids who were punkers who prayed but also did drugs and skateboarded. Is that a little bit of what you are singing about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Taqwakor right now, you know, the movie portrayed it as if we're trying to encourage kids to smoke and drink, which isn't what it's really all about, I think. Punk is just being, like, brutally honest to yourself and to the world. And if that means that you want to get tattoos and you want to skate, it's kind of just a home for the Muslims that most traditional Muslims, like, won't accept.
I'm imagining that one of the things that members of Taqwakor might wrestle with is, you know, yeah, we're rebelling, we're skateboarding, we're maybe experimenting with drugs, but we're not, you know, this terrible stereotype of Muslims, we're not strapping on suicide bombs.
Right.
Please,
yeah,
don't be critical, you know, if you want to be critical of something.
Yeah, we let it out all out on stage, you know, and it's in a peaceful way, and it's, we want people to have fun at our shows.
But briefly, what is it like to be musicians and have this avenue to comment while we have these news headlines? You know, Osama bin Laden killed in Pakistan, maybe harbored there by the Secret Service, frayed relations with Pakistan. You're born in America. Your parents are from Pakistan. What's that like to watch from that vantage point?
I mean, I think it's always scary. First, you know, like we were in high school when 9/11 happened and we were Muslim kids and people's reactions were, like, harsh at times. And I think since then, like, what I personally hope for is that another event doesn't happen that makes it harder for us to just, like, live our lives. You know, we're just trying to get by. Yeah. I just don't, like, want to be hassled, I guess.
You, through your music, comment about Pakistan. Let's just listen to Chasing the Dragon, which is about the heroin problems there.
In places like the sewers of Rawalpindi, a gruesome parallel story is revealed. Pakistan has turned from being a nation of almost no users of heroin to the country with the most heroin users in the world.
That's the punk country Pakistani group Sunny Ali and the Kid, Abdullah Saeed and Hassan Malik.
Yep.
What do you see in the future? Do I understand one of you at least might move to Pakistan, having been born here?
What?
Not me.
I didn't tell you yet, man.
Oh, my God.
Don't cry.
It's over.
You know, my dad is getting a house built in the village where he grew up in. So I think my parents are planning on moving back. And I guess if all else fails over here, I'll probably just move there.
Seriously?
I don't know. I mean, I want to go visit at least. And
it'll be rough. This kid's Urdu is terrible.
Well, best of luck in whatever is next for both of you. That's Abdullah Saeed and Hassan Malik. Their band is Sunny Ali and the Kid. Their new album, Pakistan. They've been speaking to us from WHYY. Thank you both.
Our pleasure.
Thanks so much for having us.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us to see what the week brings here and now.